I do a lot of seminars in the Bay Area, and I talk to a lot of people that went through the experience, and it's really fascinating to see how their lives have been altered by the experience. Some of them have taken that experience and said, see, I can never be certain of anything again. Why even try? I could do everything right. It still turns up wrong. See, there's no reason to go on. And what a lot of them have done is they've taken that one problem and allowed that one problem to devastate their life and their family. Other people took the experience and said, you know what it did? It made us unbelievably appreciative of the more important things in life. That problem of watching our house crumble down brought us together because the first thing we thought to ourselves is, thank God we have each other. Thank God none of us got killed or hurt. Our whole family is here. And what it's done is it's reoriented us to not so much things in our lives, but to the most important things of all, our relationship. You can't believe what's happened. I'm so much closer to my son now. We're making a difference. My daughter is doing better in school. Her grades have gone up since the earthquake just because we have bonded so much as a family. Isn't it interesting how two different people can take the same problem and convert it into something different? They have used it to create more certainty. They feel more certain that they're going to experience more of the joy they want in their life because they used it in a way that has enhanced their feelings. I got a question for you. How would you feel if you were absolutely certain that no matter what happened, you could turn things around? If you knew that someone could throw any problem they want at you and it would bounce off you, kind of like Superman, right? The bullets just bounce off. Nothing was going to penetrate the quality of your emotional life, that you could deal with anything and make it work. How would that make you feel as a person? I can tell you that inside, and there are times when it wavers, I'll be honest with you, but 99.9% of the time in my life, I know I can turn around. And that 0.1% of the time when I fall off the wagon, all I do is do the things I taught you. Change my state. Change the way I'm using my body. Ask myself a better question and get back on track. How do I have that level of certainty that makes me feel like I can deal with anything? Well, part of it is because I've had a lot of pain. I've been through the most challenging times and I've turned it around because I didn't give up, because I didn't ask, why is this happening to me? I asked, what's the solution? How do we turn this around? Not only how do we turn this around, how do we turn this around and make it even better than it was before? By using the very things I've talked to you about, I've created enough experiences that I can feel certain. It's kind of like a tabletop. I've got legs to the tabletop called references. That is experience after experience that now makes that tabletop feel solid, like it can stand on its own. And I've worked at creating those references. I'll give you an idea of what I mean. If you really wanted to, could you come up with references, that is memories, experiences you've had, to back up the idea that people are basically mean and ornery and they'll take advantage of you if you give them an opportunity? I bet you do. Do you also have references that could back up the idea that people are basically good, that they're honest, that if you give them half a chance, they'll really work to support you too? Don't you have experiences that would back that up and make that feel solid as well? Then the key, I think, is to look at our life and practice what I call memory management. To remember the memories, the experiences we've had that back up the ideas that make us feel certain, that allow us to know we can deal with whatever comes up. I'll give an example. On my 30th birthday, and it's interesting, I find that how after a birthday with a zero on the end, we tend to reevaluate our lives a little more closely, as if it has any more meaning. For some reason in our culture, we tend to do that. At least I did, I'll just say that. And what I did is, fortunately, I've kept journals for years. And in those journals, I basically have recorded my life. I'm a big believer that if your life's worth living, it's worth recording. So I've got in there my goals from years ago. I've got in the challenges that came up, the solutions I came up with, the things I learned from books and tapes and people and situations. My journals are an incredible set of resources that I can tap into at any time. Plus, they show me how I've grown. And what's interesting is I took my journals and my day timer, if you will, and I went back to when I was 20 years old. And then I extended it all the way back to 17. I made it 13 years in all. And I created for myself a large chart. And on it, I put the months of the year from the top, from January to December. And then across the page, horizontally, I put each of the years, going back for me to 1977. And in each month, what I did is I reviewed my journal. I wrote down key events that happened in my life, whether they be good, bad, or indifferent, where I could literally go back and say, what was happening in January of 1977? And I could compare it to what was happening to me in January of 1987. And as I did it, as I went through and created this chart, I got an incredible experience. I realized that I had been through heck and back, and that through all those experiences, I had turned it around, and I could see them there in front of me. It was different than just knowing inside my head. What it did is it gave me literally dozens and dozens and dozens of legs to back up the idea that no matter what happens, I'll find a way to make it work. I always have, and I always will. When you believe that in your gut, it gives you a power in dealing with problems that few people have. It gives you the emotional freedom, the sense of internal knowing that says, no matter what occurs, I'm in charge. gosh, it's an incredible feeling, and it's one you deserve. And so when you're done with this today, that's going to be your major assignment. Your major assignment is to at least begin creating a chart of the memories of your life for the last 10 years, where you're going to begin to fill in and maybe even talk to some other people around you. Because when this chart is complete, you'll find you won't be fearful of problems. Instead, what you'll do is you'll get excited about them. Because as I look back over those 10 years, I can see how some of those things that looked like problems led to some of the things that I now value most.